Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. And welcome back to Overthinking Cure, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to overwhelm you. Today, we're diving into something huge. Forgiveness. I know, it sounds like an episode from the self-help aisle at the bookstore, but trust me on this one. Forgiveness isn't just about being nice or letting someone off the hook. It's about liberating yourself from the heavy baggage of anger, resentment, and hurt that's weighing you down. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of rocks? Those are your unresolved issues, folks. Forgiveness is about tossing those rocks out and stepping lighter into life. So, how do we actually do this thing called forgiveness? It's not as simple as saying, okay, fine, I forgive you, and magically feeling better. No sir, it's a process, and here are 5 key takeaways that can really help you on your journey. 1. Understand why you need to forgive. This isn't about condoning the hurtful actions of others. It's about understanding that holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness is for you. It sets you free from those negative emotions that are slowly poisoning your own well-being. 2. Acknowledge your hurt. Don't try to sweep your feelings under the rug. Allow yourself to feel the pain, the anger, the betrayal, whatever emotions come up. Bottling them up will only make things worse in the long run. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even screaming into a pillow can help release those emotions in a healthy way. 3. Shift your perspective. This is where things get tricky. Try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. Not to excuse their actions, but to understand their motivations. Maybe they were hurting themselves, maybe they didn't realize the impact of their words or actions. This doesn't mean you have to condone what happened, just that you try to see the bigger picture. 4. Practice empathy. Empathy isn't about saying, oh, poor them. It's about understanding their humanness, that they make mistakes, they have flaws, and they're probably struggling with their own stuff too. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. 5. Let go of expectations. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It means releasing the need for revenge, justice, or an apology. Holding on to these expectations keeps you tethered to the past and prevents you from moving forward. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's been carrying around this huge grudge against her ex-boyfriend since he broke up with her 2 years ago. She still thinks about him constantly, replays their arguments in her head, and feels angry and bitter. Sarah is carrying that weight everywhere she goes, impacting her relationships, her work, even her self-esteem. But then, Sarah takes a deep breath, acknowledges her hurt, and decides to try forgiveness. It's not easy, but she starts to see things from his perspective. Maybe he wasn't ready for a relationship, maybe he was scared of commitment. She realizes that holding on to the anger is only hurting herself. Slowly, she lets go of those expectations for an apology or revenge. This doesn't mean she forgets what happened, but it means she chooses to move forward without letting it define her. Sarah starts to feel lighter, freer. She has more energy, more joy, and more room in her life for love and happiness. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when you slip back into old patterns. But keep practicing, keep showing yourself compassion, and remember that every step towards forgiveness is a victory worth celebrating. So, my friends, what are you going to do today to practice forgiveness? Start with one small step. Maybe it's letting go of a grudge, acknowledging your hurt feelings, or even just wishing someone well. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, you got this. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss an episode. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep on overthinking less.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.